It took 6.5 years to get there, but it looks like the journey is paying off. We now have photos of Mercury from a NASA spacecraft that's in orbit around the planet. Joining us now is Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium, also
Tyson.
Host of Star Talk Radio.
Yeah? Ground control to Tyson, all right.
Yeah, I'm on Earth at this moment, so we have a good connection.
But beautiful photos of Mercury.
Yes, they are. Yeah. You know, I grew up in the 70s, where also the 60s, but my awareness really took over in the 70s, when spacecraft to planets, they were all flybys. So you'd have these, you know, years of anticipation and a couple of hours where you'd take pictures and that was it. So what distinguishes this mission from so many others is that we go to Mercury and then you hang out there, actually entering orbit. And then you get to take pictures of all different sides and question what just happened and take different pictures and invoke different experiments. So it's quite it's a milestone for NASA.
Well, this messenger spacecraft is supposed to circle Mercury for a year. They say it could take 70 to 75,000 photographs. I mean, do these initial photo? I mean, I realize that it's early on, but do these initial photographs tell us anything about the geology of the planet?
Well, what they interesting, because we expected craters to be there, which there are. Oh, by the way, the International Astronomical Union, the body that demoted Pluto to many people's consternation, is actually responsible for naming new craters that are found in these photos. And an interesting little tidbit is that the tradition for Mercury is to name craters after artists, musicians, and authors.
Okay, so we have the Debussy crater, et cetera,
exactly.
Et cetera.
Exactly. Yeah, Shakespeare, they're all there.
You're an author. You're an author.
Fictional authors. No, authors of fiction.
That's I see.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah, so what's interesting is you take the images and you say, oh, it probably will be just like the moon. But it's not like the moon. It's a completely different body. And so in spite of it not having atmosphere like the moon, it doesn't look anything like it. And so it excites the geologist. Think of it as a geological frontier. It's an object in the solar system that we've never been able to scrutinize at this level. And Mercury has other odd properties about it. It's the densest planet. All right? It has a density that sits somewhere between rock and metal. And this is how we had concluded that it has a really huge iron core. Why? Nobody knows. It's got a strong magnetic field. Why? Nobody knows. And so there are all these questions that arise when you visit a place you've never visited before and you see how different it is from other things that you had taken years to become familiar with.
Well, in all these tens of thousands of photographs that we get, I mean, obviously Mercury's much closer to the sun. It's an incredibly hot planet.
Hostile atmosphere for the spacecraft to conduct its duties. That's
right.
Correct.
But there are craters on Mercury, as I understand, that are permanently in shadow. We suspect they may be cold enough to see ice. Are we going to get the answer to that?
If there's spots on Mercury where the sun don't shine, if it's been hit by comets, which it will be very likely because comets come in orbit around the sun, and some of them miss the sun and hit Mercury, you can deposit water into the dark craters, and the water will never evaporate, even if it gets hot everywhere else. It's all intriguing.
Yeah, it is extremely intriguing, and we've only gotten the beginnings of these photographs. They're gorgeous. You should go and see them online, and there's thousands and thousands more to come. That's Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist, director of the Hayden Planetarium, and host of Star Talk Radio. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
That is the cheesiest music cue, Jay. The cheesiest.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
The cheese. No, I. Right, there you go. 70s. We're back in the 70s.